Discussion with consultant and staff regarding managers scheduled to present.
Thank you. We have our second of our panel discussion formats here. As a reminder to some of the trustees who weren't here for the first round of this, in the past we had our managers come in and give portfolio reviews on a rotational basis with the goal of seeing as many managers of ours as possible and doing portfolio reviews with the full board. Over time, our manager roster has grown to the point where it became cumbersome to get everybody through here in a timely manner. So in an effort to both for the board to see more of their managers on a more frequent basis, as well as focus more on breadth versus depth of information delivered to the board, we've moved to these panel discussions. Pick some topics that are timely. I surveyed the board members, figure out what the top topics were, and put together these three panels today. And most of the presenters are coming from our existing manager roster, with the exception of being the middle panel today, where we brought in some outside folks to talk about transaction costs and what it costs to transact in the market. So the panels just today are understanding high-frequency trading. We're going to have Christian McCormick from Intech and Debbie Sabo from Jackson Square talking about when our equity managers are transacting in the market. How do they get hit by high-frequency trading? Is it a positive or a negative? And they'll give you some history about the role that high-frequency trading serves in the market and how it's evolved over time. It's not something that just happened in the last year when the book came out. The book is great. It's a wonderful story. But we're actually going to talk to people who are in the market on a daily basis. Then we're going to have a broader overview. So we're going to touch high-frequency trading, and then we're going to pull back and talk about trading costs in a more general manner. When we're in the markets, what do we pay? What's an explicit cost? What's an implicit cost? Where do things get squirrely? That sort of thing. We're going to have Steve Fenty from State Street Global Markets here, who handles a lot of our transitions currently. We're going to have Steve Malinowski from Virtus Group talking about what other transition models are out there. And then Vinod Pakianathan, I'm going to butcher that name every time I say it. I apologize to him in advance, from Zeno Consulting Group, which is a consulting firm that just reviews transaction costs, and talking a little bit about how to think about measuring transaction costs. And then we're going to wrap it up with real estate. We're going to have Andy and Carmine from DLJ. A lot of the longer-serving board members know Andy and Carmine very well, run opportunistic real estate for us. Joe Munoz from LaSalle. Joe is the deputy to Jim Hutchinson, who runs the value add mandate we have with LaSalle, and then Reed Lifman, who works with Adam Schwartz on the opportunistic mandate at Angelo Gordon. Talking a little bit more about what's happening in real estate today, what demographic trends are impacting how they think about where to position real estate in the future, and just have a very broad-ranging discussion. The other reminder is we want this to be as interactive as possible. We want you as board members to get as much out of this as possible. Interrupt these folks, jump in with questions, and we'll go from there. But any questions before we start the panels here?
Okay. Thank you, Tim.
We'll bring them in.